Now through July 31st. It's the final days of six-year, no-interest financing at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and Gina Della is making sure everyone who wants a free in-home consultation gets it. Sure, you can upgrade your whole home with Pella Windows, but even if you're just, say, replacing that leaky, squeaky patio door, 6 years, no-interest financing means you can do it from just $84 a month. Better still, a 2021 consumer survey confirmed that Pella are the windows most preferred by Wisconsin homeowners. Obviously, that's because homeowners surveyed say Pella is the most innovative, highest quality, and highest value windows you can buy. Don't wait until it's too late. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or call 855-PELLA-WI. That's 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show. 1360 97.5 WTAQ.
Oh, suck it.
Well, good Monday morning. Welcome one, welcome all. This is Joe Giganti, your regular Joe with you, kicking off another week with a VIP backstage soundcheck segment exclusive to the awesome, the wonderful, the most magnificent listening audience, AM 1360, 97.5 WTAQ. You can be a part of the conversation as always, and I certainly hope you will, by dialing 888-455-1360. 920-406-1360. Text messages to 79489. And emails can be sent to regular.joe@mwcradio.com. Those are the ways that you can plug in each and every Monday through Friday as we embark on yet another week of trying to turn the upside-down world right side up again. And look, here's the most important message of it all. It can be done. Let's just start off with the good news. It can be done. I mean, you know, it's not going to be the walk in the park to get it done, but it can be done. Speaking of the park, by the way, so what a weekend for music. Friday, I was out at the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons concert. And, dude, I can't believe this guy is 87 years old. I mean, he just really was phenomenal. I don't know another way to put it. I mean, if he was 67, it would have been a great concert. 47, it would have been a great concert. The fact that the dude was 87 years old, still out on stage. Matter of fact, I saw Eddie Money not long before he met his end, and he was not in as good shape, and he was a lot younger. For 87, he's not like, you know, jumping off the stage or doing backflips, but moving just fine across the stage, sounded really, really good, and a great show. And then Saturday, I was out at the Green Bay Botanical Garden because Midwest Communications was sponsoring yesterday and today the Interactive Beatles Experience, and I got to introduce them on stage, which is a lot of fun as well. Really cool group. Not just because they do, you know, cover music for the Beatles, but the interactive part is they don't show up with a play. You know, I've worked with a lot of bands. They all have playlists, right? I mean, when you're with a band that's touring, you can pretty much by the fifth, sixth concert, usually know what they're, you know, this is going to be their opening song. This is where they're going to go. Not with this band, because what they do prior to the show, cards are sent out to the audience and the audience requests their favorite Beatles tune. And then, they collect the cards. They're brought back to the band just before the show, and they pick out cards. And then that's their playlist from start to finish. The audience picks the playlist from start to finish, so they never know what they're going to have to play next, which is pretty cool. I mean, when you really – any knowledge of how music works, especially live music in any way – to be able to sit there and on a moment's notice run into, you know, we're going to do this song. And then you have to execute the song and do it in a way that, you know, people are cheering. Pretty cool stuff. So, and the cool part of all of this, not only did I enjoy the music, but I got to meet a couple of the Merry Band of regulars that were out at the different events. Met Patty on Saturday. And so it was very cool. Good time. Good weekend. I hope you enjoy the weekend. Beautiful weather. Very warm weather. Definitely pool weather. Did you guys do anything outdoors this weekend? Anyone? Nothing? You just hit under a rock.
Cookout.
That's outdoors. No boating. Megan, you didn't take out your 40-foot yacht. You have to understand. I mean, Megan, this is kind of her penance working on the show. I mean, she's extremely successful, very wealthy, social mediaite, and so I mean, you know. She's slumming when she's here, but I just thought maybe, I guess it just wasn't worth, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze to take out the big yacht this weekend. I know fuel costs are up, but either way. But hey, look, she should be proud of me. You didn't look. Look what I'm drinking this morning. I have tea. She's always exhorting me to drink more tea. So this morning, it's got caffeine, though, because if it didn't have caffeine, there'd be a problem. So it's actually two teas. It's the green tea, and then there's I always forget the name of the other one. I should look at. It's probably on the tag, isn't it? It's the this is the secret tea. It's Yogi brand. It doesn't say, it's like an orange. It's designed to help throats, to coat throats, and you know people that use their voice a lot. Anyway, it's really cool stuff. I get it from Healthy Horizons. But anyway, that's when I mix the two when I do the tea thing. So I know enough about the weekend, enough about fun, frivolity. Now we have to dig into what's wrong. So, well, that's easy. We'll start with the Green Bay Area Public School System, who loves to phone it in, literally likes to phone it in, which is what happened last night with the supposed listening session over whether or not masks should be brought back, what kind of requirements should be made of students coming back for the fall 2021 school year. I almost said season. So used to things being in seasons. Or as I, by the way, it's ironic to some degree. I think it was Saturday when I was driving out to be at the Beatles show. One of the electric billboards I saw was screaming the good news for Green Bay Area Public Schools online learning option for 2021-22. I'm like, wow, they're not even trying to pretend like they actually want to open schools and go back to normal. Because this is their new normal. I don't do new normal. I just do normal. But anyway, so they had this listening session. So they wanted people to know how much it mattered, that they care about you, the parents, and your opinions. And they wanted that feedback. So let me explain to you how they expressed. Because, you know, it's not just what you say, it's what you do. It's not just your body language, it's the words and sometimes the language with it. So let's go through all of that, right? Let's just understand that they picked, they have a meeting tonight, by the way, which you're not allowed to speak at. It's not open for public comment, but it apparently is where they're going to vote on this topic. But There was a uproar over the fact that they weren't going to take public comment. One has to wonder why they wouldn't want to take public comment, considering parents have been showing up at every school board meeting for months now, asking to comment on what they're going to do in 2021-22. But let's just pretend. They love to play pretend when it comes to COVID, so let's play pretend, and let's pretend they care. And let's pretend there's a good excuse for all that. So they said, you know what? You're right. We need to hear the people. We need to hear what they have to say. So we're going to pick the most convenient time for the parents because we care so much and understand how busy your lives are, how important this is to you, not just for your children, not just for their education, but even for your ability to provide for your children because, you know, you've got to make plans. And so because we care so much, first of all, we're going to wait after open enrollment is done to hold this whole thing. You know, open enrollment where you could switch your kids to a different district or whatever. Yeah, no, we're going to wait till that's done. Then we're going to take up the question of what we're going to do in the fall. Because we care so much, we want to hold you captive. I mean, what is it, Munchausen season? What is that called, the syndrome? When you're captive and you start to love your captive. There's a term for it. It's like Munchausers or something like that. Anyway, so we're going to hold you I'm sorry, did I say captive? Forgive me. No, we're going to hold it at a time so convenient for you that you can't possibly change school districts. And not only that, but we look at the week and the layout of the week, and we figure what better time to hold a session like this than dinner time on a Sunday in a weekend in the summer? Because it's not like people will be traveling home from their cabins up north or coming back from a week of vacation in the middle of July or anything like that. No, Sunday at 5 o'clock screams availability for everybody in society. I mean, that's exactly when, matter of fact, oftentimes when people say, Joe, what would be the most convenient time that we could interrupt your life? And I'm like, Sundays during dinner, please, let's do it then. That's the best time that you really want to get my attention to make sure I'm perfectly available. Is it stock? Oh, that's right. What is the other? Yeah, the Munchausen thing is, I think that's when you poison someone. Anyway, Stockholm Syndrome. Yes, thank you. You're right. That's a true story, Steve. That's it. There you have it. What is, and now I'm going to have to look up what the other one is. But anyway, so here you have it. Let's do it 5 o'clock on a Sunday. But let's not do it in person. Let's do it by phone, because that's even more convenient. Because let me tell you, it's not like you get to dial in right there on the spot and be a part of it like you can even for the city council. Now, I just want to, little note to the Green Bay Area Public School Board. When the Green Bay City Council does it better than you do, I'm just putting it out there, you should be a little worried. I'm saying that's not the highest bar to reach, and you're not even getting close. So you're going to do it at 5 o'clock on a Sunday, but people can't just call in. I mean, you said it's a call-in. But actually, you're going to call them from a number outside of the state. So that's not confusing at all in the day and age of caller ID, where people don't necessarily want to answer the phone. And it's not like there could be lots of technical issues. I mean, again, it's just a phone call, right? Which begs the question, out of 60 people that signed up, how you only got to about 40 of them. A whole one, I think it was, if I had the stats right, hold on. I have them right here. Let's see. Where's the... They didn't get to all of the callers, and amazingly, and I'm sure this is by happenstance, the majority of the ones they actually took were in favor of masking in the fall. And I know the left, yes, because everybody wants that. Actually, no, they don't. It's a very vocal minority, but no, not everybody does. All right, so I'm sorry, 32 registered for the evening, and 22 were connected. A third never got the chance to actually be on the air. Despite the fact that this is supposed to be the way that makes sure everybody absolutely positively, without a question, gets their chance to have their voices heard, because they care so much. It almost hurts them. They like you. So they care so much. It almost makes them cry because they like you guys. And it's so important to them that you guys are feeling like you're being heard, except for a whole third of you weren't being heard. And there was no, well, we'll do it tomorrow night. We'll open up for comment. No, none of that. So what it was, I believe the term in politics is dog and pony show. They want to give the illusion that they give a damn about what you think. They don't. You know what they care about? Your tax dollars. They want as many of your children in the schools, because then they get more of your tax dollars, so that they can not do what they're actually hired to do, which is to educate your children. No, they'll fill their heads with all kinds of nonsense. And on top of the nonsense pre-existing, now they can add the nonsense of fear of, oh my gosh, this virus, which actually doesn't threaten children. There's less than 0.001% chance that a child dies from COVID. Now, if there's mitigating circumstances, they have certain health issues. Well, that does change the formula, doesn't it? But what percentage of the school district is that? Oh, we don't know, because they don't put these stats out. They don't want to actually deal with the science. So tonight they vote. They vote not in spite of you. They vote to spite you. Let's be clear. The school board is at best working to spite you. They have roundly ignored your continuous calls for transparency, for a plan of action, for something that puts the children that they're supposed to be serving first. One of the largest school districts in the state, and they can't tell their arse from their elbow. Let me just take a step back. That's the game. That's the game they pretend like they can't figure it out. Well, we don't know. We're working on it. And everyone goes, oh, they're trying so hard. They're not really, actually. It's a game. And they're playing a game with you. They're playing cat and mouse. You're the mouse. Your children are the mice. And they continue to smile with the Cheshire Cat smile because they can. Because they know, what's everyone going to do about it? Are you going to take your kids and put them into private school? Are you going to homeschool? I have a story on that, actually. Get to that in the top of the hour. And the answer should be, you're damn right we are. If you won't do it, we'll find a school that will. no matter what it takes, because my kids are that important. My kids are not playthings for you to toy with. The fact of the matter is, going into COVID, the Green Bay Area Public School System already had its troubles. Remember a couple years back, the teacher gave the impassioned plea as she was resigning her position because the schools had become so dangerous? The indoctrination that's gone on for years now? Who knows? We haven't dug into what critical race theory nonsense is being taught in the Green Bay Area Public Schools. This is just the cherry on top of the cake. So the question is, as parents, you need to ask yourself, how long are you willing to put up with this? It isn't free. Don't delude yourself that one of the arguments for putting your kids in public school is it's free. It's not. You're paying for it through your tax dollars. And you're paying a premium. It'd be like going to a smart car dealership and paying for a full-size SUV. Well, it's going to be $85,000 for your two-seater piece of accordion material. Why? Why would you? Because that's what you're doing. You're paying, through your tax dollars, you're paying nearly twice what a voucher costs. And consistently, voucher schools are outperforming public schools. You may wonder, why doesn't everyone support vouchers? Damn good question. Because it levels the playing field instantly, and it breaks the back of power of public schools, the unions that control them. And that's who's basically controlling the school board, are the unions. That's who they're beholden to, not to you, but to the unions. And are you willing to put up with it any further? Now, tonight, you can't comment, but I would encourage every one of you to be at this meeting. When you go to Green Bay Area Public Schools website, you can get all the details. You can't comment, but you can be there. You can have a sign that makes clear you want your children to be able to go back to school for normal. They don't have to be pickled. They don't have to be masked. But they can go back and actually engage in learning. You can absolutely do that. And I'm encouraging everyone to do just that. No matter what games they play with the phones and how they want to manipulate data and everything else in the world, prove to them one thing, that you're not that stupid. Because I'm telling you right now, they think you're stupid. They think you're dumb enough to fall for their games, and they think you're lazy enough to not fight back. I don't believe that, either of those things. They do. They think, oh, you know, it's summertime, happy hour, whatever it might be. There's five other things I'd rather be doing. There's 100 other things you'd probably rather be doing, and I don't blame you. But this is where the sacrifice comes in, of doing the right thing for the right reason. Getting out there and being seen. If you're not being heard vocally, be heard through a sign. Make sure they have no doubt in their mind where the vast majority of parents, both public and private, sit on this. Because as you'll hear in the next 2 hours, when we intersplice some of the sound I have from the weekend, there's no question the game that they're playing right now. There's no question that they absolutely, positively plan on putting kids back in masks, trying to force them to get a shot that parents don't want them to have, that frankly has not been proven safe for them to have. All in name of what? All for the children's safety? We want to protect the children against something that doesn't actually threaten them? No, it's in the name of money. You want to follow it, cut it down to the most basic thing, follow the money. COVID has enriched a lot of people. A lot of people. Not you and I. No, we've been paying for it. It's been hurting us. But you know who's not hurting? The people that are giving the vaccine shots. Oh, they make plenty of money. And you know who's also not hurting? All the left-wing unions that are getting payouts.
The Regular Joe Show.